Cities that want to bring in business don't do it alone. Often they have help from private development groups that may get government money. A pending court appeal argues that citizens should be privy to those meetings since they're held by a group reliant in part on public funding. Whether the door should be open or closed on these development meetings is something a special legislative committee has tried to resolve. One sticking point is determining how big the public contribution has to be before citizens get to see what's going on with a private group. Newspapers and broadcasters say no amount's too small. The open meetings law trumps all. Juneau Senator Scott Fitzgerald suggests a middle ground of 50% public funding.
That's really ultimately what we have to struggle with, is what's the tipping point between the public's interest to know exactly what's going on as these quasi-governmental bodies try to lure an economic base and job creation to a community.
With a court case still pending, it's still up in the air whether a business development group in Beaver Dam violated existing law because it met in secret over the construction of a Walmart distribution center. And there's little indication what form any new law might take. The special legislative committee, headed by Senator Fitzgerald, has ended its meetings, unable to come to consensus on whether and how the open meetings law should be revised. Business groups are concerned about potentially revealing their plans to competitors. Citizens say they'd like to know about changes to their city before they happen. Shimei Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.